Sif Hey. Mevarach, the bracha you should say is lehis atef bet tzitzis, bet with a shva and not ba with a patach. The bet tzitzis means in tzitzis, bat tzitzis means in the tzitzis. There's no specific tzitzis we're referring to, it's just in tzitzis. And on that, I'll break it up into two parts here, because it's two different dinam here, really. So the Mishnah Berurah on that says in Sif Katan Yud, Betzitzis, lehisatef betzitzis, bishva tachas a base. You want the shva, the two dots, under the base. Okay, fine, that's that. Now, back up, betzitzis, excuse me. Yeah, good. Now, back upstairs, it's like a new din. I really don't know why it's not a different sif. I really don't know. But in any case, im shnayim o shlosha, if you have two or three people, mizatfin betalis kachas. They're opening the talis on simultaneously. Perish, papamachas. Don't think it means they're all wrapped up like pigs in a blanket, in one big blanket. That's not what I mean. We mean three people simultaneously donning their talis at the same time. Kulin mevarchim. The Machaber says each guy should say his own bracha, as opposed to everyone, one person saying for all three of them. Vim ratzu. But if they want to, ech mevarch, one of the three could talk and make the bracha. V'acherim, the other two, ya'anu amen. The other two could say amen, and that would also be okay. But the Mishnah Berurah will qualify some details about that. So he says, first of all, in Sifkat Niralef, Batalis. So he just says, by the way, once people put things on simultaneously, V'wadin, V'tfilin, V'kol birchas mitzvahs. Ideally, you're doing your own mitzvah, say it for yourself here, not all together. Now, in a second, we're going to see the flip side of the Berov Am. He's saying even three.
But he's saying that bracha has got the power of doing it yourself.
So yeah, sure.
The main is the power of doing it yourself.
No, so okay, that's the question. Let me give a background here. Let me give the background first here. The Gemara in Sota, I believe, says that all the Jews at Har Sinai took on a commitment to all other Jews to fill all the mitzvahs together, and that is the source of the famous Membra, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazet. Every Jew is an Arev for the other. Now, Arvus means responsibility, yeah. Like when you sign a loan, you become an Arev, you're like my, what's the word for that?
Cosigner.
Cosigner, that takes liability. Guarantor, that's the word. Guarantor, that's what I want. Yeah. Every Jew is a guarantor for the other one. We're on the hook for the other one. Meaning that just because you put on your tefillin for the day doesn't mean that you're yotzi your mitzvah of tefillin. You still have 600,000 more tefillin to put on and everyone else. Really. And you, when you go up to heaven, so to speak, you'll say, look, I did my mitzvah. I'll say, oh no, you only did 600,000 your mitzvah. The rest of the mitzvah was incomplete. You're an arev for everyone else. And because of that, since every Jew's on the hook for everyone else's mitzvahs, for anyone who comes together, that's the pshat. That is the pshat.
Well, that's where the foundation
No, okay, there's a separate din of Ish Alasat Echerim. There's the din of how, when you're mechuyev to God, the mitzvah. But understand, it's definitely true. When you get upstairs and you are looking for your schar on your tefillin, you will find out, regrettably, as will I, that the mitzvah that you are connects to Hashem via this conduit, this emtza'i called tefillin, will be chaser because the Klal Yisrael didn't complete the mitzvah properly. For sure, I hate to tell you, that's true. We're sharing a chaya, and that past your neshama, the chaya is not doing the mitzvah properly. It's a very sad story. There's a famous book in the Gemara and Shabbos, Nun Dal, whatever it was, that tzaddikim Gemurim got punished first. If you know the Gemara, I don't get into it, it's not our topic. But anyways, that's the din. Arvus means you're on the hook. You're on the hook, and there's going to be a big problem upstairs when we find out we didn't do the mitzvah properly. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, he's your problem. The famous, everyone knows the famous. It's the same as you being Tinah Shashir, but you didn't do the mitzvah. The mitzvah's on the Klal Yisrael. You don't have to like it, but that's the fact. Really, I'm serious. What's so hard to say with it? Well, okay, onus rachmana patre, if you can't, no one's going to punish you for not making sure that some Jew in Shanghai didn't put on a tefillin. But understand, you won't have the keem of the mitzvah. That's like saying you couldn't afford to buy an esrog, so now you don't have an esrog. Okay, so you're pachter from an esrog, but you didn't do the mitzvah. So maybe you should. They're not lunatics. Well, there's a reason for that. The reason why is because that Chayecha Kodmen. No, there are rules. I'm not going to those rules now. Okay. There are rules, but I'm telling you the fact. The fact of the matter is, the same way you might be putter from doing a mitzvah because it didn't come your way, or you couldn't do it, you weren't smart enough, you didn't have an arm, you couldn't find a tefillin to do it. So you'll be putter. You're not going to be punished, but your mitzvah still isn't there. Your mitzvah still isn't, and that is true for the klaizer. It's a very scary and frightening thing. But that is the rationale. That's really, there are a few sources for kiruv, like lo sam but adam recha and kiddush Hashem, like different. There are different mitzvahs that can fall under, but one of them is this actual basic halacha of arvus. And I'll give you a proof why it's true, which is why I bring this up here. You said, I'll make a simple case which you've seen before happen, so you'll think I'm crazy. That's the Mishnah Berurah thing. You made kiddush, you're done. You fulfill your mitzvah of kiddush, d'oraisa on Friday night. Okay. Then some schlep comes in to your table late and he hasn't made kiddush. You can make it for him. How can you make it for him? It's a brach shnatzricha. You're a yotzi. How can you be motzim? The answer is because you're an arav. It's your mitzvah too. Why are you rolling your eyes? That's the pshat. I'm not saying some fancy chassidish Torah.
His chiyuv comes on you. You can help him with his chiyuv.
No. Usually if you're putter, you can't. You're putter. You're on the hook. It's arvus. That's what I'm trying to say. The word arav means a guarantor. Right? Yeah, it's a halach. It's a halach.
You can't put fill on me for him.
Yeah, that's because it's telling the guf. What can you do? But I'm talking about the bris. Yeah, but you. No, that's because. No. You can give your machz a shekel for him. No. Yeah, that's because. That's because it has to go into his body or on his body.
No.
Yeah, but you. I'm saying, like, machz a shekel. You can give his machz a shekel for him.
So I'm supposed to take matzah and.
I'm not telling you what you should do now. I'm telling you that's a different story. But I'm saying there's a chiv. The klasher accepted arvus. Arvus means you're a guarantor. A guarantor means you're my guarantor and I don't pay my debt to society that I own the bank, they'll come knocking on your door and you'll have a chov for it. You're on the hook for it. You don't say, oh, what can I do? Paddock's a bad guy, he's a god, I have no one to pay you. Good. So maybe you want it to pay, maybe you'll be bankrupt, maybe they won't extract for you, but at the end of the day, you're held responsible for not having that because you signed on for Arvus. That's a din. So since we're Kol Yisrael Arev, Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, we are an Arev one for the other. So we have when it comes to Birchas HaMitzvahs, not for Birchas HaNana, not for eating an apple. Birchas HaMitzvahs. I can make the bracha for you. Enable you to do it. That's okay. So what's going on here behind the scenes is we're thinking for any mitzvah, I can make a brach for you to put on your tefillin or your tzitzis, and by me saying it for you and you saying amen, that's okay. Shomea ka'ona, that's another rule. There's a lot of principles going on here. By hearing it, it's as if you said it. But of course, that requires kavana on both parts. Kavana requires me to have kavana to be motzi to you, you to have kavana to be yotzi, and really, you need to have kavana to mean in your brain what I'm saying with my mouth. Okay, but that's not leukuva as much as yourself. But it's serious. Okay, that's the din. So here, inside, he says. So that was the background. What's going on here? So that's the idea that one person can say for the others, but he's saying don't do that. He's saying everyone do it for themselves. Now we'll say why. So first of all, sorry. So again, Yud Aleph just said v'uadin betfillin v'kol birchas hamitzvahs. Any bracha on a mitzvah, I can make for you if I want to, and you can agree. Okay. As we go on, Mishnah Berurah, you'll see there's some qualifications, technicalities. Okay? I'm in Yud Beis. Now that was Yud Aleph, now comes Yud Beis. So, I did Yud. Yeah. All Yud says is there should be a Shva. Bit says it's not but says this. Okay? Now Yud Beis. Ka'achas. They're putting on together. So what does it mean together? Perish kol echad misatav b'talis miyuchad. Everyone's putting on his own talis simultaneously, not together and wrapped in a single blanket. Ela bepam achas. It's at one time naasu kol ha'atifos. They're doing simultaneous enwrapment amongst the three of them. La fuke. What we're saying is la simultaneous is when it needs to be. La fuke la acher kadei dibur. If it's after the amount of time called kadei dibur, which is like amount of time it takes to say a few words. Shalom alecha, Rebbe, or Shalom alecha, Rebbe Umori. It's a machlokus in the Mishnah Berurah and the Ber Hetiv. Whatever, not much time. Okay, a couple seconds. So then that'll be heftig. That'll be too late anyways, and it's a non-starter. Definitely can't do it then. But tar kolecha levarach l'atzma. At that point, you would definitely need to make your own bracha because there's a heftig between my saying the bracha and you wrapping your tzitzis. 5 seconds later, that's no good. But if we're all doing it exactly simultaneously, like a synchronized swimming, synchronized talis wrapping, so then it'll be okay. But, okay, I'm going to come on for more on that. Now, Yud Gimel, Sifkat and Yud Gimel. imratu. If we want, then we can appoint one guy to say it for all of us. Now, melashon ze, the fact that we said if you want to, mashma the yosotov shekulam yivarchu. That sound seems to imply that really, first prize make your own bracha. Second prize is the one guy make it for everybody. Now with that, ube emes the mishabura says, listen, adrava, it's not really true. The opposite, in fact, is true. Lecharchila yosotov. What's really ideal is sheechem yivarech. One person should make a bracha in the vacuum before we get to ten kaddish. In general, like when we make kiddush at my house on Friday night, you're all coming over for dinner. Ideally, I should make kiddush for all of you instead of each one making their own bracha. Mishum, why? Barov am hadras melech, because with it's a pasuk that it's a reference to that means with the multitudes is the glory of the king. In other words, the more people doing a simultaneous mitzvah, the bigger like a. You said to me last night that it's not, it becomes transformed from being a private mitzvah to being a public mitzvah. The public mitzvah is better in terms of kavod shemayim. Kedula kaman, we'll see later on Reish Sadiches. Fine. Ach, here's the thing. Lunago achshav kain. We don't. That's not the way we do it nowadays. Now, some the Mishnah doesn't say here why, but some say because people want to have kavana when they're rapping. They're doing that thing. They want. Pay attention, they won't, they're not doing, they're going at their business, so therefore we don't do it. But anyway, whatever the reason why is, the minug, despite the theoretical ideal of one person for everybody, is we don't do it, as you can see, you've noticed. It could be that peelers aren't like capable or willing or wanting to have kavana and be most, you know, they don't know what to do properly, so it's a problem. You know, this is a problem, I should point out. You know, the shuls that do not clop on the beam before, you know, making like the bracha on the Megillah or something, or blowing the shofar, and say, everyone should have in mind that the person making the bracha is not being motzi or chiyuv. If you don't do that, you're doing a big disservice, because not everyone in the community knows what to do, and they're just passive players, and they're not yotzi the bracha, because they didn't have kavanah to be yotzi. So, no one's going to clop the beam every morning and remind everyone to put on their tzitzis with the kavanah, one person making a bracha to everyone, so the minhag perhaps has become everyone does it on their own. Okay, fine. Anyways, that's the din. Now, Yadalid, Echad Mevarach, one guy could talk a say for everyone, and everyone just say Amen. So, Umotzi Es HaCherim Afilohem Bekiyim. One person can make a bracha for another person and be Motziim, even if the person being Yotzi, the person not saying the bracha, is Taka Abaki, meaning he could make it himself. That's not a problem. Because, remember, the issue here is Arvis, and every Jew is an Arif, every other Jew. The issue we discussed a couple days ago when it came to tefillah is, for whatever reason, when it comes to something that has a din of tefillah, they said that a Jew can't be motzi another Jew unless he's eino baki, unless he can't do it himself. Whatever the reasons are, but the tefillah is meant to be more personal, I suppose. In any case, here, just a birchas mitzvah, and therefore I can be motzi even if you could do it just as well or better than me. Ubilvad, the deal is, provided that she is kaven hashomea, the person listening has to have kavana, litzeis, to be yotzi with this recital of the blessing. Vahamashmiya, and the person who's articulating the bracha, literally the one who's made it, making it heard, but the person is saying it, lahotzi, he has to have in mind to be fulfilling, by saying this bracha, take exempt another person, fulfilling another person's obligation to say the bracha. V'yosim is more than this, tefilim ha-mavarach kfar yatzala atzmo, here's what I was saying to you before, even if the person who's making the bracha already was yotzi, he put on his tefillin, he doesn't need to say it again. Even if, now God, I want you to hear this. This is going to knock your socks off if you don't like what I said before. Even if the guy making the bracha is not even putting on, he just doesn't like putting on tzitzis. He doesn't want to put on tzitzis. He's not going to put on tzitzis. He doesn't own tzitzis. He's not interested in it. He's done, or he's davened already. He's done. Point is, he can just say the bracha for you without anything else. He can just say the bracha for you and you can do it. That would be okay. Which is inconceivable if I'm not, if I already fulfilled my mitzvah, I'm not doing the mitzvah now, unless it's a din of arvis. Yeah, I've been misatif already.
To be misatif.
Whatever scenario you want, it doesn't matter. I was misatif, I'm done, I'm not putting on tefillin again, talis again today. You want me to say bracha for you? I can say the bracha, asher kishon mitzvah tzivana lisatif etzitzis, and you can put it on. Yes! Because of arvis. Mamish arvis. We're on those together.
The truth is, if you think about it, Lashon Rabbi with the mitzvah bracha, that's actually pretty shani.
Yeah, okay.
It's us.
That's interesting.
It's all of us. We all have that feeling. If I need to do it, so it's part of my mitzvah bracha.
Well, Vitzivanu, that would be the more. Yeah. Okay, but that doesn't necessarily mean it could be a bunch of Yechidim.
I have to do it again.
Sorry?
I have to do the Sattik again.
that's a bracha.
No, I'm saying not. That's exactly what he's saying here. No, that's the earth shatter. We don't do it. But right. But I'm telling you the understanding why. Look the words. That's only because, or he can drink it. That's only because there's a second dovetailed berachas hanen. You think of Brei Pri Hagafen. By the way, when you watch people say Brei Pri Hagafen under the chuppah, for example. If they're not briskers and they're not newfangled chumras, they don't drink. The person who says the Brei Pri Hagafen doesn't drink. He gives to the chasen pel and they drink.
Yeah. I've seen a rab go.
I know. Now, the cool thing to do is spill some on your fingers and then lick it off afterwards. I understand. Because of a chumra. But I'm saying that. What?
Most people don't.
I know.
I thought the obligation when you say kiddush is to hear it. You don't actually have to drink.
True, but that is true. But either according to most people, according to everyone besides Rashi, the rabbi said you have to make kiddush on a kos. The deraisa has to be a kaddish Shabbos with a verbal declaration. Rashi learns on a kos is deraisa, on wine is a deraisa. Ready? That's a weird shita. But everyone else learns that the rabbi said, don't just say it in the luf, don't just say it in the shul of Friday night. You want you to make me mekaddish over a cup of wine with the rabbanim. So then someone should be said over a cup of wine.
Okay, but what I mean is...
So then someone drinks. Someone drinks. Anyone could drink. Anyone could drink. Someone should drink.
But does anyone have to?
Someone should drink. They should drink Rov Kos.
But it's saying, what about the other people? Why do we have this minute of giving out to everybody?
Because everyone wants a piece of the action. You have to spread it out. It's nice. It's cute.
The main reason why we give to everybody is that if we drink wine during a meal...
Adraba, it makes it.
We don't have to make another bracha.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that because that's. Well, wait till Reish Beis Medik. Taka can be a much bigger nightmare. So depends. If you drink a little bit, then it doesn't help you. And if you drink a lot, if you drink a little bit more, you're not sure if it helped you or didn't help you. So really, it's not so pashy. If you drink a little sip, it doesn't help you. Let me clarify something. If you don't drink any wine, you have to make your own Pri Hagafen or Shavuot or whatever it is, if you haven't got Hamotzi. And if you drink a little bit, it doesn't help you anyways. If you drink a little bit more than a little bit...
It's for any wine that's on the table that everybody wants to drink.
You're not... If you don't, it will not help you if you don't drink. The shear has got to be... Lalugma, maybe... I don't remember.
That's not a lot of wine.
What?
Mouthful's not a lot of wine.
You should either... I know, but it's something that's more than that. If you have a very little bit, it's a suffix if it helps you or not.
3 ounces not a lot of wine either.
That's quite a good amount. Anyways, stop.
Yeah, we're up the topic.
We're way off topic. Yeah. I want you to see one point which is on topic, which is earth-shattering its own, which is, indeed, if you're putting on your tzitzis, if you're not putting on tzitzis, and the guy says, you know, I don't know what bracha to make, I can't do this, you help me along, whatever the story is, you're allowed. You are allowed to make lehisata b'tzitzis, even though you're busy playing backgammon and have no interest in putting on tzitzis, and you're not going to put on tzitzis, and you have done tzitzis today, you're yotzi, for him, and he should put it on. That would be okay. For kiddush Friday night, the same story. One person makes kiddush, you know, and then someone else should drink it. So he should drink it, or someone else should drink it. I'm sure you've seen Havdalah during the 9 days, and you give it to a little boy to drink, who's like not a bar mitzvah. Hey, good if you have a 12-year-old, but good, but remember he's not a bar mitzvah. You want a kid that's a little old, but not too old. Whatever. And by the way, me'ikar adin, if you don't drink enough, someone else should be mashlim to up to the shear, the Rov Kos. Some people make kiddush. This is very irresponsible, halakhically irresponsible behavior. They make kiddush for the family or whatever it is. And they take a little sip and then they put it down. They don't know. So someone else should valiantly pick up the cup and take a sip more. Really. And really, you can rely on if they pour it, lots of little cups, everyone's cups together. Anyways, but the point is, the first point is the important point, which is that really, maker din, I can make a bracha for you to make a mitzvah, even if I'm not doing the mitzvah at all. At all. So look at that words again, so you can see. We're looking at Yadalit here. Yadalit. Ech mevarach. One guy can make for all of them. Umotzi es acherim vafiluhem bakim. It doesn't matter if they know what they're doing. It could anyways. Ubavad shis kaven hashomei letzeis. The person listening should have kavanat v'yotzi umashmiya lohotzi. V'yotzi mizem more, and the person saying it should have kavanat v'motzi to the person listening. V'yotzi mizem more than that. The filu im hamavarch kvar yatza laatmo. He's already finished putting on his tzitzis. He's not putting another not doing it again today. Oh, she'enu masat of klal. He's just not doing it at all today for whatever reason. Yachol lahotzi acherim bibrachaso. He could still make a bracha for everyone else because we're Arevim, and I have to make it just like you have to make it. Right? To call Yisrael Arevim Zebazer. Ach, Bazer Yesh Omrim De Eno Motzi Ela Dav Kamisha Eno Baki. There are those who say, there's a line to be drawn. If the guy can make his own bracha, there's no reason in the world why you, who aren't making the bracha anyway, should say it for him just in the loft. That's going too far. Rather, he should say it himself. Okay, fine. So that's certainly the custom. That's what we do.
I should answer that question about the tzaddik, whether we do the wrapping with the telescopic.
Okay, well, we're staying on focus here. Because of the Prima Gadim says, Imkama Nashim Kanu, this is a side point, but at least it's on topic here. Imkama Nashim, you have a few people, Kanu Talisim Chadashim, they, you know, all of us bought a new talis today in celebration of whatever. V'asubem Tzitzis, we made them having Tzitzis today. V'lo Bercha Shechiano, we are yet, each of us are yet to make our Shechiano. So we're the same din, ostensibly as the Mechaber said. There are three of us putting on talis at the same time. And he said really everyone can make their own bracha, or everyone can make one bracha, one person can make bracha for everyone, and then simultaneously B'tok Dedi were put on the talis. But now we're saying, if the Shechiano comes to the mix, you have a problem. If that's the case, the Mevarchin Be'ituf Rishon, that we're making, that we're making the bracha Shechiano on the first wrapping of the talis, K'mavur B'simen Chav Beis, Nehi, yes, fine, De'echa Yachol Levarach B'satif B'shvil Kulam. It's true that as far as the din of the Mechaber was saying, the bracha, the birchas mitzvah, v'shir k'nishram mitzvosav, one guy could say it for everybody. However, aval birchas shechianu, when it comes to the bracha of shechianu, kolechad ba'atzmo yivarech, you should not make the shechianu for your friend. Everyone should make their own bracha. Ah, you'll tell me, wait a second. I've been to lots of tzudas on a Friday, on a leil yom tov night, and one person makes shechianu for everyone, or in the sukkah and so on. The answer, that's a good question, right? Because the answer is a difference. What's different there? There it's, we're all celebrating having made it to sukkahs together, or eating the sukkah together, or whatever the you know, Shavuos and Pesach, etc. But so it's really all of us enjoying the same new events. But if we're each enjoying a different talis, each talis needs its own Shechiano. So you're putting on your talis, I'm putting on my talis, each maisa putting on a talis needs a different Shechiano, and therefore we should say it separately. I think it is. Okay, with the Yom Tov it is, with the Zman it is, exactly right. With the talis. Exactly right. I'm not sure, it's not really Birchas Mitzvah anyways, right?
I'm just wondering why he said
it. Not Birchas Mitzvah, yeah, Taka. That's why, that's the difference.
That's why in the diet, why he said if everybody purchased and they put on their tzitzis. Like, why does he have to go through those details?
Oh, it's the dinner. He means.
I think it was. Yeah. Already sprung up. So you spank it by the time you put on the
bike. Yeah, he's, exactly.
If it's not, and it's not ready, then you do it by the time of the Levisha. That's how you want
to. Right. Mikra din is. Exactly. Mikra din. Well, I don't know. It's a tumult when you say you're. Shechina, when you buy it, when you wear it for the first time. So he's sidestepping that issue. Right. It's now for the first time ready, we're wearing it for the first time now. We all make a Shechina. Yeah, correct. Very good. Very, very good. Now the last Siv Katan here, the Mechaber said, one guy could make the bracha for everybody, and everyone should answer amen. So now he just wants to clarify something. That's true. However, Af Bidlav Hachi, even if they weren't being yotzi the mitzvah still, tzarech lanos amen. Of course, everyone needs to say amen because you're at a bracha, achar kol bracha. Every bracha requires an amen. Mikol makom, nevertheless, bazu shirot letzeis ba, hachiv yoser. It's more of a chiv to say amen if you're just listening, if you're listening for bracha that's being motzi you, than if you're just thumb listening any old bracha, because it's for you, so you should really agree to it. Right? Shemora bazeh, bapoel, you're like, bapoel is showing in like an action, shu miskavan letzeis bazeh, you're showing explicitly that you're intending to be yotzi with bracha. Miu, however, nevertheless, me'ikar adin, bidi eved, the person who's listening, afilu lo anamein, even if the person didn't say amen, but he had kavanah to be yotzi, then he is still yotza, he's still yotzi, like we'll say in Rish Yud Gimel. Yes, me'ikar adin, yes.